The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. Welcome in on this Thursday to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mark. That's Kim. That's Carl. Sue Thomas continues to have a nice week's vacation, enjoying a little honeymoon. I guess we can talk about, right? She took a little bit of time off. Good for her.
Sent us pictures.
Yes, of some beautiful tree up in the Chicago somewhere.
The Palmer House.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It is a wonderful, it is a majestic building there.
Just gorgeous up there. We today are celebrating here a little bit because it's basically our Festivus for the rest of us. Because as a group here, we won't be together again until after the holidays, after Christmas, I should say, because Carl Middleman is bailing on us tomorrow.
Sorry.
Typical.
Because he's got a little bit of a drive,
I
understand.
Drive 2,000 miles between tonight and Sunday.
It's a commitment.
You love your children, Mark.
You do love your children. So you are driving 1,000 miles tonight. Mm-hmm. You're leaving tonight at 11:30 after your other job?
After Justin Timberlake tonight.
Okay, all right.
And then I have to be back for the Missouri-Illinois game at 9 o'clock on Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of close.
I've been told.
I think I would have just flown at that point. I realize tickets are probably
very expensive.
Well,
that's not the point.
Expensive.
The point is they have to haul some stuff back.
Right, yeah. That's
the
thing.
So okay. They kind of have to have a vehicle. You could have flown down and rented something, I guess, right?
No, because we looked into that. That you'd think, oh yeah, you just, you know, and you
rent a box truck and drive it home.
Yeah, no, they charge by the mile.
Wow.
Oh.
And it's 1,000 miles.
Yes,
just a song.
Yeah, that's true.
So
I
no
would think of that song. All that's right. Not what you're talking
no,
about.
Vanessa Carlton,
yes.
The piano girl.
I'm thinking of the I would walk 5,000
yeah, 500 miles.
But then the 500 back. So yes, that's also 1,000.
It is 1,000. We're doing good at math this
hey,
morning
everyone.
For sure. All right, coming up, we got to Congressman Eric Burleson at about 6:22. We're going to talk to him about potentially the shutdown of the federal government. Boy, there's a nice Christmas gift with a bow tied on it. If that happens for us coming up here, we'll find out what he thinks is going on up in D.C. We got Tom Ackerman at the bottom of the hour. Maybe talk about that bragging rights game and the big football game that he has some interest in that's happening, I understand, tomorrow night. We'll get to in other news as well. We've also got some Toto tickets to give away this hour. Right now, though, we want to get to our top stories. Carl, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Why would you saddle Donald Trump with this terrible spending bill before he even gets into office?
Thank you. Josh Hawley asking some key questions on the Hannity show last night. He's right. I'm glad that Vivek and Elon and now Donald Trump have stood up and said, no, 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 no.
They were about to pass the bill and Musk intervened and Trump followed him. And now we're headed into this crisis period.
Always a crisis. If government isn't operating to the left in this country, it's a crisis. And that's what David Axelrod is selling to Democrats this morning.
This effort to carry out the mass deportations begins. I know you said it starts on day one, but after how many days will we actually start to see that happening?
Day one.
I love me some Tom Holman. Can I just tell you that? His Caitlin Collins is on there with him last night. She's like, yeah, but I know you keep saying day one, but really, I mean, in reality, when is the first time we'll see some action? And he pauses and he looks around the studio and he looks back at the camera and he goes, day one.
Meet you all the way.
Ah, Carl. Bring us up to date on the Toto trivia here of who, which Rosanna were they singing about?
Rosanna Arquette.
Yes, the actress Rosanna Arquette is who they wrote this song about. Did you know? I bet Kim knew that.
She absolutely did.
She was just playing, you know, demure over there, and she wanted to act like she didn't know.
I just appreciate that you found new ways to add the word demure into your everyday vocabulary.
I don't want you to get in a snit this morning, so I'm glad. Ba-dum-bum-tsh. Yeah, we're going to give away.
Sounds familiar.
I'm sure you've heard this. Anyway, Toto, Men at Work, Chris Cross at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater coming up on August 5th. Does he go by Chris? I've heard people call him Chris Cross.
Chris Cross, no. That was a band of two teenagers wearing their clothes backwards.
Oh. Well,
when I hear Chris Cross, I think applesauce.
This is Christopher Cross. Going to be at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater August 5th when it will be considerably warmer. And you will get a chance to go. We're giving away a pair of tickets right now. 314-241-9797. A caller 12 will get those tickets. 314-241-9797. Best of luck to you. Our winner yesterday was Angie.
Angela.
Sorry, Angela. Some people do not like to have nicknames shortened like that. So I just have to say. So, you know, I was mentioning this earlier. If you're just now tuning in. I'm feeling better. And one reason that I'm feeling better is that I went to the doctor again yesterday because I've been having this constant coughing and all this stuff. I couldn't figure out what's going on. I got worried that I might have pneumonia. And my daughter knew somebody that had walking pneumonia, never had that before. I know one of the symptoms is being tired all the time, which I don't feel bad at all. But I thought maybe I better go get this checked out. Doctor says you have to get a chest x-ray to figure out if you've got pneumonia. So I went to the urgent care there near my house, waited for an hour and a half. And even though I got on the list ahead of time, and finally they got me in and they took an x-ray. They said, nope, you don't have that, but you do have bronchitis. And which my friend Nick texted me immediately with this reference that I had completely forgotten about. So for your listening pleasure and the fact that you will not be able to get this out of your head the rest of the day, I'm going to gift this to you.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop, and then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Little Sweet Brown on the remix there. Thank you. Sorry, couldn't help myself.
You're not that sorry.
That famous line, that poor lady. I don't know if she ever made any money off this or not.
I hope so.
Many years ago is when that bike happened. And I got to thinking, I got bronchitis, and I got no time for that. I don't. So they've got me on doxycycline or something now that's supposed to help clean that up. They gave me some albuterol, and I've got to take breathing treatments twice a day. And So there you have it.
Well, I would say ain't nobody got time for that for myself, too. So I'm really hoping I don't get it.
I'm not contagious. She told me, the lady told me I'm not contagious. I just have to deal with this inflammation in my breathing apparatus here in my lungs. So
I send this gift to people pretty frequently.
This song?
Oh, yeah.
But you why not? Because it's catchy.
No, I love it. I send the gif of Sweet Brown to people. Ain't nobody got time for that. But the other viral video I watched a couple days ago, actually, randomly, was the Chewbacca lady. Remember, she got the Chewbacca. Carl, you of all people should remember.
She went to Target. She bought the mask. She tried it on. Couldn't stop laughing.
It's funny because it made the Chewbacca noise when she opened her mouth. And her laugh is... It's so...
She's sitting in the parking lot.
It's hilarious. I laughed out loud rewatching it, even though I probably watched it 10 times when it went viral.
You know what else we don't have time for? Wasting more government money. We're going to talk to Eric Burleson coming up here in just a couple of minutes. He's in D.C., and he's going to talk to us about what has gone on with the government funding bill overnight and whether or not this boondoggle is actually going to come up for a vote. We're going to be back in just a minute.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
Well, what the president believes is we should support a clean CR so long as it contains a debt limit increase. That's the position of the president, and that's what we're going to try to push for.
Yeah, Vice President-elect J.D. Vance there. You know, just a matter of weeks before Republicans have control in D.C., and a lot of people don't like the idea of this CR that, if you want to call it that, it's kind of been proposed, seems to have a lot of stuff in it we don't need. We have Congressman Eric Burleson from Missouri's 7th District on the phone this morning. Congressman, welcome in.
Hey, good morning.
Man, great to have you on this morning. Thank you for giving me a few minutes because my listeners need to know what in the world is going on in D.C. Have you guys stopped this thing?
I think we did. I think we successfully stopped this monstrosity of the bill. I'm excited about that. I think that it's the first big win of DOGE, and Elon Musk and Ramaswamy, they chimed in, and the system worked. You know, the American people chimed in, and their members of Congress started caving, and they weren't going to do what they did what they do every year, which is pass a big, massive Christmas omnibus bill.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. I mean, for people to understand, it's not just a continuation of existing spending. It added a couple of $100 billion. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. And we added a couple hundred billion dollars last week.
Wow.
To the Social Security Trust Fund. So this town has got a serious spending problem. We're addicted to spending other people's money. And somebody needs to come in and be the intervention that we need.
Well, I know there was a lot of nonsense, including pay raises, right, for Congress. But what were some of the most concerning things for you that were kind of snuck in?
Well, like one of them was that we were going to extend this entity, the global exchange. There's an entity that's been censoring conservative outlets for quite some time, and it was created by the Obama administration. It was almost dead. It was almost done at the end of this year, and they were going to revive that for one more year. So that probably was the most egregious. But there was so many giveaways to the Democratic Party, like the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which is a privately owned bridge. Like this is not, and it was hit by a privately owned company that's going to pay with their privately owned insurance to pay for that bridge. and yet we're going to step in and fund a new bridge.
Wow.
So it's all that kind of stuff. There's a language in there for RFK Stadium to be renovated. It's not about disaster. Like, it's all done. A lot of the rhetoric was, we've got to do this because, you know, all the people that were in the hurricane, they need relief. The farmers need relief. But a lot of this stuff, you know, as you know, they use the chaos as an excuse to fund all the garbage that they want to get done.
Yeah, it is garbage. You know, I mentioned this to Kim yesterday, and you've probably seen this firsthand now. You get handed a 1,400-page stack of papers that is supposed to be the CR. You have 72 hours to read through it. Now, I've looked at these things before. A lot of it is gobbledygook. If you don't have staff people who can help go back and explain, well, what is this act that they're referring to that we're modifying? I mean, you have to do a lot of background on each and every one of these things just to understand what you're voting on, right?
That's right, because a lot of it is referencing other sections of law.
Yes.
And other sections of code. And so you can't just read it for what it is. You have to go hunt and peck and figure out what it's actually doing.
Congressman, kind of explain to people. I've tried to state this several different ways this morning. The left would have you believe, I heard Hakeem Jeffries on there, the minority speaker, the left would have you believe that, oh my gosh, they want to starve your grandma. They want to shut down the government for 2 weeks until January 3rd. This is the worst thing that could ever happen. But what the honest truth about that is, the lights all stay on. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all those things keep getting paid out. People in the military will keep getting paid. Am I correct about that? I mean, most people aren't going to notice if you don't pass this until January 3rd in a different form.
Yeah, 85% of the federal government continues to go on. 85%, okay? So the question is, can you do away with 15% of the federal government and get by just fine? Yes, especially over Christmas, when most of them are going to be at home anyway. They're not going to be coming into work. So I think that you will see almost no loss of services because of the if we actually go into a shutdown.
Yeah.
So what's the 15% that is impacted?
It's the non-essential workers. So they and actually those workers, when you talk to them, they're used to this and they like it. They know that they get to go home and basically get an unpaid vacation or get a paid vacation.
Because
what happens is we're going to come back and we're going to reopen up the government and they get back pay.
Yes. Yeah, that's absolutely it. So the only question now is whether or not they could pass something clean with a debt limit increase. That's kind of what President Trump is hoping for here, right?
Yes, yeah. Now, I don't know that the debt limit increase is possible in just a short time window.
Yeah.
But, and honestly, I don't, like, it's, I'm not going to vote for a clean CR. I haven't voted for any CRs. And probably wouldn't vote for one. I definitely will not vote for one that has a debt limit increase unless there's significant spending cuts. So I don't see how that's going to be possible unless it's done under reconciliation, which is when we come back in January, when we have all three branches, basically, we can do a reconciliation bill. And in that bill, we can put spending cuts and all these, you know, great things like border security,
right?
And raise the debt ceiling. And at that point, people like me will vote for that, but I'm not going to just vote for a debt ceiling increase.
Well, Congressman, thank you for holding the line. We appreciate having common sense voices up there in Washington. Merry Christmas to you, by the way.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we'll talk again soon. Thank you, Congressman Eric Burleson, live in the swamp, and he's going to hold the line for you. See, I worked another Toto reference
nice.
In there for you, Kim. I knew you'd appreciate that. All right, quick break here. We're going to be back in a minute. We'll get Tom Ackerman in studio. Stay tuned.
great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, the famous Tom Ackerman in studio right now. Of course, if you were listening last night to the SLU game, whether it be ladies or men's, you would have heard Tom Ackerman on there calling the game.
Yeah,
right?
We did it on TV. We did a doubleheader yesterday. The women won. They beat Valparaiso, and the men lost to Wofford by 3, 74-71. Wofford's got it.
You're mispronouncing that. Kim would like to correct you.
Kim.
What did you call it all day yesterday until I caught you? We're trying to decide.
Carl, I come in, I'm like, Carl, how do you pronounce this?
I said, I don't know.
He said he didn't know. I look at their mascot. It's the they're the Terriers. Mm-hmm. It's a dog. I'm like, well, clearly it's Wofford.
Because she called it Wofford.
Makes sense
for most of yesterday morning.
No, Terriers.
There's only 1-0.
Three times.
Yeah, it's I don't know. W-O-O. I'm not. You're right.
I corrected
you're right,
her.
Tom. But for three news segments and sports segments, I said Wofford until Mark heard it and goes, "I'm sorry. What did you just say? Did you just call them
that
Wofford?"
That is hilarious.
I worked in South Carolina. I knew Wofford. I've been there, so I happen to know
Spartanburg, you know what? South Carolina. Yeah.
To your point, there's only 1-0, so but I probably should have known that.
That had to be an upset, wasn't it, for SLU to lose to Wofford?
Yeah, just you know, you can text me the next time.
I just prefer to get it wrong three times in a row.
He still owes you breakfast.
You know, that's right. Yeah,
I
we
forgot
do.
About, you know what?
Would you prefer that we go? We can take Mark with us. You want to?
I don't know.
We go to breakfast downtown, or do I bring it here? What's more convenient?
Well, probably bring it. Convenient to walk across the street to Chris's Pancake House over
Chris
there.
Chris is good.
Breakfast.
It's good. Rooster's good. There's some options around here.
Absolutely.
There's some
Really, our bosses should all give us the day off so we can celebrate accordingly.
Yeah, that's right. I owe breakfast, though. Indiana at Notre Dame tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, did you mention that?
Yeah.
Is that football or basketball? Oh,
buddy,
big football game, kind of a big deal.
Let me tell you something, buddy. We're a football school right now.
You, however, be attending a teenager's birthday party.
I am
unable to attend that game.
Oh, I won't be attending. I'll be watching, though.
Yes.
You better believe I'll be watching that one. Yeah, it's going to be a great football game. To answer your question, yeah, it's an upset that Wofford beat SLU. SLU should be winning these games. They were 6-0 at home going into yesterday's game. They missed 15 free throws. That'll pretty much do it. 20 of 35 from the line, but they also just didn't get stops defensively. This team was kind of running downhill on them. I mean, these teams are good. Wofford doesn't have a great record, but, you know, they play teams like Duke. I mean, they've been, you know, battle-tested, and they've been beaten down, and so they understand what it takes to win a big game. You have to be physical and tough when times get tough, and they were better than SLU when times got tough yesterday, and they won the game. 74-71. SLU's got to toughen up and be better. And when the Atlantic 10 schedule rolls around, it is a gauntlet. So college basketball is unforgiving. They don't care what you've done or what you will do. It's all about right then and there. And it is very, very difficult to win in college basketball, without a doubt. It's going to be tough for Indiana to win at Notre Dame, but I think they will. I think they're going to beat Notre Dame straight up. They are a 7-point underdog. Notre Dame's a good team. Indiana has been solid all year, and I look forward to it very much. I think it's just a classic, you know. Notre Dame Stadium, of all the venues I've been to in college football, that would be number one on my list. That was a phenomenal experience.
So what you're telling the people is, knowing the line, that you took Indiana and the points.
I don't bet on Indiana ever.
good man.
Never bet on your team.
You can't, because you always bet with your heart.
You got to take emotion out of it.
You got to bet. Yeah, but that's why I always lose the NCAA. Every NCAA tournament poll I get into, I fill out one with Kentucky winning it all, and then I fill out a different one. Because I want them to win.
One.
And I'm willing to donate $10 to the poll.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but
know.
They are 7-point dogs. So if you're a betting man, you want to take
Notre Dame in the points?
No.
No, you want to take Indiana.
I'm saying that Indiana's going to win the game straight up. So
that's right.
You take them plus 7 if you do the money line. So the money line right now is plus 230. That means you bet $100, you win 230. That's pretty good. So you said you take Indiana money line, that's what you would get. Plus 230, some will be as high as plus 250. So that means you put down $100, you win 250. So you get a total of $350.
When my wife was in Vegas, I had her put down
$30 on Kentucky to win the national basketball title this year. That was 2 months ago. And they were still ranked in the they were in the top 20, but the odds were long enough that if they
win,
remember
what they were, what the odds were?
I don't, but I'll get $550 or something. I'd win $550 on a $30 bet.
That's not bad. Yeah. I think it's pretty wide open.
Those odds have probably gotten worse since then, or better for Kentucky.
There is no clear number one in college basketball this year. There is not. I think that's going to be great. In fact, the undefeated teams are kind of dwindling in college basketball right now, which means my 76 Hoosiers will be able to pop champagne here shortly.
Well, correct me if I'm... Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, didn't I see Mizzou was not even ranked? And I feel like we have a pretty decent record.
Yeah, 10-1, but you know they have they beat Kansas.
That are,
but,
I mean, aside from the upset, they're not great schools. Is that it?
I wouldn't worry about rankings, honestly. I think you know all what matters is in the end where you are. The SEC is going to be a very difficult schedule. The Illinois game is going to be fun. I think it is a toss up. I think those teams are pretty even at this point. Illinois is loaded. This is one of their better teams. But Missouri's hot right now and playing at a very high clip.
Five of the top seven teams are SEC teams. You see
man. Absolutely. I'm looking at it right now. Tennessee, Florida, and Oklahoma are the only undefeated teams in the country right now. They are all SECs. Oklahoma's actually ranked 14th at 11-0, but they will climb, I would think. Porter Moser is their coach. But, yeah, Tennessee, Auburn, Kentucky, Alabama, Florida, four of the top seven are SEC teams.
Yep.
Pretty good.
I know. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby at all. Blues at Tampa Bay tonight. What else is going on? Nolan Arenado has turned down a trade to the Astros. The Cardinals and Astros were talking about a trade to send Arenado to Houston, and he has used his no-trade clause to reject that. Doesn't mean that he won't be traded. Doesn't mean that he wouldn't be traded to the Astros. But at this point, if I'm the Astros and Arenado just turned us down, I might not be pursuing that as hard the next time around. Right. So the number of teams for Arenado kind of dwindling here. Yankees, Red Sox still in play. Dodgers have already said Max Muncy's their third baseman. Not sure the Padres can afford Arenado's contract. They already have a pretty heavy payroll. The Angels have been listed, but they're not in contention to win a World Series. So that's what he wants. He wants to go to a contender. So I don't know. That list is getting shorter. I don't know that it's a foregone conclusion that Arenado gets traded. I think they're talking to teams, but that doesn't mean he's gone. I mean, they got to get a good deal for him, and he's got to want to go there.
Tom, today is Festivus here on the show. I don't know how much time you got before you got to run out of here.
Got to go do a sports cast, but does that mean...
I got you a gift.
Oh,
well,
my
he
God.
He has time now.
He does.
All
suddenly.
Of a sudden, he
just thought this might help. Frank. This might help get you through the
season.
He's
blocking it with a piece
of I just
of
wanted
paper.
To give it to you here. Here you
go. Oh, look at... Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable, folks. It's Logboat Brewing out of Columbia, Missouri. Stormin' Norman Golden Ale. God bless you.
I saw it at the grocery store, and I'm thinking, I know he thinks the world of Norm Stewart.
I'm just going to
get him a six-pack of that fantastic beer.
Thank you.
You bet.
That's a very nice
Enjoy.
Gift. I appreciate it. I owe you something now.
Put it, no, you don't. Not at all.
I owe Kim breakfast. I owe you some booze.
I'm at the store, and I'm thinking, Tom Ackerman would like that. I'm going to get that for him. So, perfect.
I appreciate it.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Thanks for giving us some time this morning.
See you soon.
We appreciate it. We will consult you on Wofford or Wofford or whatever,
whatever.
We're talking
tomato,
about.
Tomato, tomato, you
we'll
know.
We'll just text him and say, hey, Tom, you're the expert.
I wish it almost were Wofford. Wofford. You know? It just sounds cooler.
More sense. It's a small school. I'm stunned they
I've
beat.
I've never heard of it. I'll be
I'm
honest.
Stunned
Clearly.
They beat SLU. I just got to tell you, that's shocking stuff. All right, coming up, we'll get to end other news in just a few minutes. Next hour, former Senator Jim Talent, his take on the potential government shutdown. We'll be back.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Malcolm in the Middle is returning for a four-episode revival on Disney+. It is going to feature the original stars Frankie Muniz, Bryan Cranston, and Jane
Kazmarek.
I was going to say it wrong, Carl.
Yeah.
They're getting Judge to come back for that? The Judge?
Yeah.
I'm stunned. As great a career as he's had since then, he would come back
but
to that silly
show. But that
was
his start. He appreciates that. And he's really funny.
How old is Frankie Muniz now?
He's a race car driver.
He is 39 a race car driver.
Years old.
Wow.
He quit acting and raced cars.
And they've lured him back. There are no new ideas in Hollywood, are there?
No,
none.
But if you... That show's really well-loved
That's true. There's a generation that loved it, and they'll all tune in just to see those three people on the screen.
It's only four episodes.
Yeah.
Take that paycheck.
Boy Meets World coming back.
Ethan said, what about the other three brothers?
Yeah, they never mentioned if they're coming
no
back.
No mention yet.
Uh-oh. They're in rehab somewhere. Go ahead.
It looks like Walmart is going to be testing body cameras on some employees to enhance security following a rise in violent incidents at its stores. The pilot program, it was spotted down in Texas, aims to protect workers rather than deter shoplifting. Walmart confirmed the trial, noting it will evaluate the results before deciding on broader implementation.
Thank goodness. What's taking them so long?
What's it really going
to
do, though?
I can't blame them. The thing is, there has to be a lot of cameras that are pointing
in
every direction.
They've got cameras all over the place.
But maybe
with these body cameras, you'll be able to pick up specific audio if there's a person screaming at them and then attacking them.
Or what you'll be able to do is have an easier excuse to fire the employee for violating store policy that says if you see somebody blatantly steal something, you're not allowed to say anything to them. And then if you say something, they fire the employee instead of penalizing the criminal. That's what I worry about.
What's that page on? Is it Facebook? Is it People of Walmart?
Yeah.
Yes.
People of Walmart.
There was a great song about that one time. I've got it somewhere. It's pretty
It's funny. Very interesting.
Yes.
I don't think I follow it anymore, but yeah.
I worked there for a long time. Rumors are swirling on social media that Costco may switch its food court soda offerings. They're going to go from Pepsi to Coca-Cola in early 2025. The Costco Insider Instagram account and Reddit users claim the new lineup would include Coke Zero, Diet Coke, and Sprite. Costco previously switched from Coke to Pepsi about a decade ago, and speculation suggests financial reasons might drive the potential flip-flop. However, these reports remain unconfirmed. So,
wow.
If you love your $1.50 hot dog and Coke or Pepsi.
Just trade back and forth because Pepsi says, okay, your contract's up. We'll pay you more dollars than Coke would pay you.
I'm sure.
It's got to be all it is, right?
Yeah.
Just a dollar.
Is there really that big of a difference taste-wise?
Yes.
Clearly, there are strong feelings about that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So which is better?
Depends.
Coke.
What do you mean, it depends?
I'm a Pepsi fan, personally.
Which flavor you get?
Regular
That
Pepsi.
Is kind of true.
Wild cherry Pepsi is better than cherry Coke.
Agreed.
But I like Coke better.
I just don't drink enough soda.
Good.
Not enough electrolytes.
Probably good.
It looks like Wikipedia's most visited pages of 2024 reveal a mix of global interests, the U.S. politics, pop culture, and international events dominating the search.
I was going to use this for real or fake on the 30th.
Well, sorry, Carl.
Too late. Go ahead, though.
The top page was deaths in 2024. It received over 44 million views, continuing its trend as a yearly leader.
Deaths?
Like,
they
who died
who
in
died.
2024.
Okay.
Other topics that were popular included Kamala Harris. She was number two. The 2024 U.S. presidential election. That was number three. And Donald Trump came in at number five.
Can I just point something out? Wikipedia is not a source for information. It's not.
But
you can
you
edit it.
You'd be surprised.
Well, I know, but like here's the thing about it. When you Google something, a question, one of the first responses that pops up is always what Wikipedia says about it, which is the least reliable bit of information you could ever gain in your life, because any schmuck could go in and edit it. You have no idea who put that information in there. You don't want to walk into an argument armed with something from Wikipedia, for God's sake. What's wrong with people?
But you can get to other sources from Wikipedia.
I'm sorry. That's discouraging. That's a sign of Armageddon, that people are using Wikipedia as a primary source of information.
A lot of
My
kids
two
do,
cents.
Though. Like,
I
when
know.
They do their like research papers and stuff.
People get their news from TikTok.
Well, I know. And MSNBC, for that matter. Yeah.
A study by IC Cars reveals the best time to buy a new or a used car, not a new car, but a new used car for you, I guess, is on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, with a 47.9% higher chance of finding deals compared to the yearly average. So if you're in the looking for a used car, it's coming up.
So it's the last day of the month and the last day of the year.
They're desperate to make the sale.
That's their end of year final day.
Well, I've always heard it's better to go at the end of the month because they're trying to meet the quota, and so they're more willing to negotiate with you, to work with you.
It's absolutely the truth, but you don't know if their fiscal quarter ended in September or October. I mean, the last day of the year may not be the last day of their fiscal quarter. Who knows?
Just want to get this one out there. A new LendingTree study reveals that 82% of full-time workers who asked for a raise this year received one, while 66 got a raise without asking.
Wow.
Most raises were under $5,000, with 25% receiving between $5,000 and $10,000. Men were more likely to request raises than women, but both genders had similar success rates, about 63 to 67%. Gen Z employees led in raise requests, with 50% asking for more money.
And hey, 100% Steve, were outside of radio. Saying,
are you listening? Are you listening?
Steven,
everyone wants a raise.
See what I'm just saying right there. 99% of those were outside of the communications business. But go ahead.
And a quick funny one. A 58-year-old Virginia hunter, his name was Lester Harvey Jr. He died after a bear fell on him during a hunting trip. This happened on December 9th. Harvey and his group tracked a bear that climbed a tree, and as they walked away, another hunter shot the bear, causing it to fall from the tree and land on Harvey, who was standing nearby.
I mean, tragic,
but there is
a bit of irony there, I guess. You were trying to kill the bear. The bear died, but the bear took you out in the way.
It's like when you're hit by a blimp. Like, what are the odds of that happening?
Yeah, this is true. Unless you're blimp hunting.
As we all do from time to time,
yeah,
Mark.
Of course. Coming up, we're going to talk to former Senator Jim Talent. We'll get his take on what's going on with the budget stuff. Also, how would you like to go to the convenience store, pick up some toothpaste, some underarm deodorant, and some ammunition all at the same time? We'll talk about those new vending machines coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.